You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm George Prentice. Wildfires have occurred naturally in Idaho for centuries. But with the rise of megafires and longer, warmer, drier seasons, dangerous levels of smoke can linger in the air for weeks at a time. The Idaho Conservation League has a new checklist designed to help us understand the risks of wildfire smoke and what we might be able to do to protect ourselves. Joining us today is Austin Watkins, and he is a senior conservation associate with ICL. Austin, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So we all experience wildfire smoke in the summers here. What's your personal experience with this?
Yeah, so this,
'cause it's all personal.
It is, and that's part of the reason we came up with this checklist. A few years ago, So outside of working hours, I'm a big runner, and every summer my runs were getting interrupted because of wildfire smoke. So I'd take a few weeks off, or I'd run on the treadmill indoors. And like most runners, I don't love the treadmill, but it was what I had to do to escape the smoke. And I started asking myself, you know, when it's really bad, when it's really smoky, I know not to be outside, but what about those other moments when it's maybe sort of bad or just kind of hazy? Is that still healthy? So this kind of started as a personal exploration of what's my personal limit of air pollution that I can handle and I'm comfortable with. And through that, I've found a number of different sources and different ways to protect yourself. And I wanted to share that with everyone, because wildfires, as you mentioned, they're becoming more frequent. They're becoming more intense. The smoke in the summer isn't going to go away. And so we just want to help people be as prepared as possible.
And here we are. In the last 24 hours, we've seen, oh gosh, is that smoke in the air?
Yeah, the haze is kind of settling in, and I'm thrilled that it's taken this long to get here, but I'm nervous for the next few weeks.
But it is the new normal, and unfortunately, we may be too accustomed to it, and maybe are not too specific with our choices when, in fact, we ought to be.
Yeah, and that's where those middle levels of or moderate levels of air pollution really come into play. You know, scratchy throat, irritated eyes, irritated nose, all those could be signs of your body telling you, hey, this level of smoke or this level of air pollution, these are the beginning signs that I need a break. But because it's the norm, because we're getting used to it, a lot of times we just continue on in our daily lives thinking, oh, this is just summertime in the Treasure Valley, so we're going to keep going. But that's the first indicator that maybe something needs to change.
Well, kudos to you. I've got a copy of this checklist, and kudos to you for making it user-friendly. So I'm assuming that our listeners can access this at your website.
Yeah, so we have it online. It's idahoconservation.org/air, and you can download the checklist. And the key with this checklist is it doesn't tell you what to do. It just asks you questions, and you get to decide what to do.
Give us some examples.
Yeah, so you know, the first thing we want folks to do is just get a baseline on their health. Are you sensitive to air pollution? Do you have pre-existing health conditions? This could be asthma. This could be COPD. This could be heart issues. We give particular focus to children and older adults, because those groups are more susceptible to air pollution.
So in fact, many people may be answering for an older adult or a younger child.
Certainly, yeah. This is just a template. So you can fill it out for yourself, family members, community members, you name it. After we have folks identify their health concerns, we walk them through the Air Quality Index, or the AQI.
Which we all see.
Yeah, it's great, very intuitive, it's color-coordinated, so It's really the best way to track air pollution. And then we provide folks with a number of options to get air pollution data. So not only understanding your health effects, but knowing when air pollution reaches a level that you should do something, take action.
Give us an example of that, though, because we've been in yellow. Mm-hmm. I think we're flirting with orange.
Mm-hmm.
But give us a sense of activity and questions we might be able to ask.
Yeah, so this... The yellow and orange are kind of the key groups in my opinion. So myself as a runner, you know, I breathe a lot of air when I run. And people, whether you bike or run or hike, if you're out exerting yourself through recreational activities and you're breathing that air, you might want to wait, or you might want to decrease those activities when it gets to the orange level. On the other side, there's groups who don't have an option. Maybe your job places you outdoors all summer long. And so maybe you can't get away, totally remove yourself from that smoke, but when you get to the orange level or you get to the yellow level, start taking more breaks. Talk to your employer and say, hey, you know, this is bad. We need a 10-minute break every hour just to go inside and get some fresh air. So those are just some of the options, depending on your personal exposure, whether that's through recreation, whether that's through work, or whether it's because you have an existing health condition.
Excellent. He's Austin Watkins of the Idaho Conservation League. ICL is focused on clean air and clean water, but unlike monitoring for unhealthy air from man-made wastes and waste sites, wildfires are just that. They're wild. And how does this fit into the broader mission of ICL?
Yeah, so ICL is committed to addressing climate change. And in Idaho, we're already seeing the effects of climate change in the form of these wildfires. While we're working to minimize the severity of wildfires, we got to have plans in place to protect people. So this is a bit of triage, I guess you could say. As we tackle these broader issues, we need to have these plans so people can protect themselves today and tomorrow until we're able to tackle the broader issue on a scale of years to decades. An example of that is ICL and a number of other groups are part of the state's prescribed fire rulemaking. So a number of people throughout the state agencies, federal agencies, private companies, county commissioners, NGOs like ICL, we recognize that fire is an issue and something needs to be done. Prescribed fire is a tool, which is where you go in, you make a plan, say, hey, we need to thin the threat a little bit and maybe do a targeted burn to decrease the fuel loading. And just like this smoke plan that we're asking folks to fill out, the key there is have a plan, create that plan in advance, and then stick to that plan to make sure those burns don't get out of control.
And in a heartbeat, they do.
Yeah.
They are fires. Mm-hmm. They may be prescribed, but they are fires. And we know as we speak, there are prescribed fires that were started some time ago that are still going, and that happens. That's not to say that they shouldn't have happened, mm-hmm. but they are fires, and it quickly becomes dominoes. And one thing leads to another, then it's air quality, then it's resources, then it's funding, and
absolutely,
we're off to the races.
And this is, you know, we see this health plan, this smoke health plan, as kind of a plan B or plan A prime, or however you want to characterize it. You know, there's so many moving pieces that we're encouraging folks to do everything you can to protect your health while we're also trying to do everything we can to prevent wildfires on the landscape. All of those things are moving parts. There's going to be days where, as you pointed out, a prescribed fire gets out of control, suddenly releases more air pollution than was initially planned. And having a plan in place to protect your health can become a critical component. It's like, hey, I wasn't intending for this to happen, but you know, now I know air pollution is bad. I'm going to stick to my plan. I know where I'm going to go to get a break. I know what times I'm going to get a break and just get through the season.
It's a great checklist. Give us your website again.
Yeah, so it's idahoconservation.org/air.
I've been speaking with Austin Watkins from the Idaho Conservation League. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, up next, we're going to have a conversation with the folks behind a new film being produced right now in Idaho. It's Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio.